Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday.
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
What? Is up. A tremendous Wednesday to you, champion. It's Sam Crowley, but we all know every day is Saturday inside Saturday Nation. Hey, you got to stay up. Let's go. It's coronavirus day. I got a message from somebody on my Facebook page. They brand new follower, and they said, hey, man, every day actually does feel like Saturday. But I don't know if they put that in a positive frame or not. I was getting the impression they're like, yeah, dude, that brand of yours kind of doesn't feel the way it's supposed to feel. I'm like, hey, Saturday's a mindset. I've always said it. Saturday's a mindset. It's not a circumstance. Every day can be Saturday inside your mind. And I want to talk about that because everything flows from your thoughts. Everything. Every single thing. You listening to this podcast right now, you're going to feel better, do better, and have an amazing day because you plugged into this particular podcast. But everything flows from your thoughts. Think about this for just a second, my friend. If you think today is going to stink, like an eight-day-old banana peel sitting out in the driveway, it's going to. It's going to look like that. Your day's going to look like that. It's going to be all rotted up and shriveled up and dark and gloomy. That's just the way your thoughts are. Your thoughts control everything. And I'm not saying, look, you check your bank account and you got negative $40 in there, that all of a sudden you're a millionaire because you're thinking like it. But I am saying you're removing any possibility of anything good happening if you don't wake up with a thought of expectation, positive expectation. Look, expectations you can have, positive or negative, true or false. Would you agree with that statement that you can expect something positive to happen or you can expect something negative to happen? You ever been around the Debbie Downers out there where they're like, oh my gosh, look at this. The boss brought in pizza for everybody today. This is amazing. Yeah, but it's not enough for everybody. Stay away from the Debbie Downer. And then, by the way, I've gotten a lot of messages from people named Debbie over the years. Please stop using that phrase. I hate it. I get it. It's an old Saturday Night Live skit. Actually, one of the funniest Saturday Night Live skits. You got to go on YouTube and just type in Debbie Downer. It is one of the funniest skits, man. And I think Jimmy Fallon was around in those days on SNL, and he cannot stop laughing to himself during that skit when they're in the cafeteria, and it's just hilarious. Anyway, I digress. Get back to the point. If you woke up today, I'm on this big digital content creation kick, and if you woke up today and you said, I'm going to create a series of audios, two, three audios, all right, that I'm going to drip out, put them on a Facebook page, wherever your social media preference is. By the way, it doesn't matter. You can put them on LinkedIn. You can put them on YouTube. Put them on Instagram. Put them on Facebook. Put them on all those places. You know you only got to speak once, right? You only got to create one video. You can strip the audio right out. You go to Online Audio Converter. Just type that into Google. I think it's Online-Audio-Converter, but it doesn't matter. If you just type in Convert Video to Audio or type in Online Audio Converter into Google, it'll be right there. And you speak one time, do a Facebook Live or do a video for 2 minutes on your phone or 5 minutes, whatever it is. Doesn't matter. And then you just upload that to that free, what'd I say? Free. We like free inside Every Day of Saturday. We like free. And it converts that video to audio. Boom. Now you got a podcast. Now you got an audio or you can convert. It doesn't matter. Like you talk one time. You can put this content on all the different social media platforms. But there's got to be a purpose to it. I get a kick out of people like, yeah, I've got a YouTube channel, a LinkedIn, a Twitter, blah, 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 blah. But you focus on everything. You focus on nothing. All right. Create one piece of content with a purpose behind it, a message behind it. Doesn't need to be perfect. We talk about that, right? 70%. Get comfortable with the B stuff, right? Don't focus on the A stuff. You're never going to have the A stuff. Hey, by the way, side note, did you like my interview with my man Jason Cutter yesterday? Solid dude. Check out his ebook. He developed this method called Authentic Persuasion. authentic persuasion. Those two words together are really awesome. And, you know, like I said on the interview, Jason and I met last summer. He called me. He told you the story on the podcast. He listens to this podcast. And he was on a walk. And he finally said, hey, I'm going. I'm going to fill out the form. I want coaching from Sam. Dude's super successful. It's not like he's hurting for money. He just wanted to get tighter on his message. And look what he created as a result. We actually created another method and system prior to this one. But anyway, check out Authentic Persuasion. And that's the name of it, AuthenticPersuasion.com. And just think about Jason for a second. All right, here's a guy that didn't have this put together, this product, this landing page, anything like that. And now he does. And now he's going to go speak about it, train about it, sell products around it. Guys, that's all it takes. Come up with something. Quit hanging around people that are bringing you down. And they don't have that positive expectation. And they don't wake up. The one thing Jason does, he wakes up with a sense of expectation. As does Luke Madeus. As does Angeline Waymire. All of these individuals, Ron Jones, that you hear me bringing on the podcast. I bring them on the podcast for a few reasons. Number one, they're a coaching client. So any coaching client of mine at that level gets an interview on my show, because I know if I've personally coached them, they've got massive integrity, they've got immense value, and they want to just serve. That's all they want to do is serve. So that's it. They're a coaching client. They want to serve. I know them personally. That's why I bring them on. But every single one of these people wake up with an expectation that they're going to create something. It's not like they all wake up saying, I'm going to create the greatest invention that's ever been thought. That doesn't exist, guys. That doesn't exist. Stop thinking this stuff has to be earth-shattering, mind-blowing, no one's ever thought of it before. It's not that at all. It's you are putting your contribution out there already into the machine. Whatever social media platform you want to be on that. If you want to master YouTube, master YouTube. You want to master Instagram, master that. There's no wrong answers. The wrong answer is sitting there sedentary thinking that you don't have a message that you can share with the world out there. I mean, you're listening to a freaking ex-stutterer who's got a podcast. I mean, how crazy is that? Had I listened to all the naysayers out there, friends and family and coworkers, that you got what? You're quitting your job? Do you not? I know what I'm giving up. I get it, man. I could have had $5 million in a 401k by now. I'm 52 years old. 30 years ago this year, I started my corporate career in that company. I could have had 30 years in 401k. Got that stock would have quadrupled, quintupled. Who knows? I'd probably have more than $5 million in there. But it wasn't about the money. I wanted freedom. You can keep the money, man. I'll give you $1 million. You give me my freedom. You know how many people would love to pay for their freedom around the world right now who aren't even free to have a thought of their own? And yet we walk around, especially here in the U.S., thinking, well, I can't do that. I can't do that. You know, that is just, I'm telling you, man, that at its core is so damn depressing. I mean, it is so depressing if we think about people in this country, the United States of America, that you can have a free thought. You have free will. You can go out and do whatever you want with who you want and create any content you want as long as it's not harmful or hurtful to somebody else out there. Yet we put limitations on ourselves every single day, creating some stupid narrative that you came up with or somebody put in your mind, and you think that because you are or you got your past or your story that you can't go out there and create something great that can help other people and make a lot of money doing it. There's nothing wrong with making money. For the love of money is the root of all evil. Nothing wrong with money. We need people, especially right now with 22 million Americans out of work. We need people coming up with their own brand. And it's not like it's something brand new that's never done before. Create an audio, a video, or a written. And look, and if you haven't taken advantage of this funnel building done for you that I'm doing for clients, that's another reason I think I'm telling you, man, you got to jump on this offer. I will build out the initial funnel for you. You don't need, I'll even teach you, I'll give you the content creation on how to do it. You know, I'll show you how to create the audio, the video, the PDF, the ebook like Jason did. Look, all you need to do, can you show up for a coaching call? I mean, can you just show up on a Zoom call? I'll build the whole thing for you. Our team will have it done in a week. You just got to show up. Imagine that. Product done, landing page done, sales page done. You want a membership? We'll build that out as well. Everything is customizable. But if you don't show up, none of it gets done. All right. I don't know when you got, I don't know what you're waiting for. Jump on it. I'm telling you, this is the time. I am so jacked up about this because I am out there to help people like you get their message out there and make the barrier to entry zero. All right. So go to launchwithsam.com. Say it again for those in the back. Launchwithsam.com. Book your call, and I'll build everything for you. I mean, it ain't getting better than that. Better than that, my friend. All right, so let's get out. Stay motivated. Let's go. Come on. Let's go. You can't be a blessing to other people if you got a little bit of that downer. You just can't be a blessing to somebody else. Be a blessing to everybody that you come in contact with. Doesn't mean you can't have bad parts of a day. I get that. Look, I'm not on the happy high note. I'm not walking around Loveland, Ohio like this 24/7, although some may argue it's kind of close. But I know one thing. I got today. I don't worry about tomorrow. I got today. You've got today. What are you going to do today? After you book your call at launchwithsam.com, what are you going to do today? Do something, anything to help get that message out there and launch that movement. I promise you, if I can do it and hundreds of others of my students can do it, you can do it. None of us started with any other thing except just incredible passion to be free and get that message out there. All right, enough of the preacher. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.